entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I'll be your host along with Peggy, and a special guest filling in today with Renee will be Trish, and Trish will be our entertainment host today. Thank you for filling in today. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So the purpose of this show is to lift your spirits by being your friend, using song therapy, and offering you suggestions from our professional therapist, Peggy, better known as our Shrink. Thank you for coming back.
Oh, well, thank you for thanking me for coming back. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be back.
Well, let's just for quick memory purposes, 20 years ago we talked about this show.
We did.
And a door opened, went through it, and then she takes off and leaves me in the boat and travels the world for like a month, and I was in a boat with no paddles.
I had an exceptional month of travel, dear.
Tell me about it. Where'd you go?
Well, I took 55 people to Chamonix, France. Wow. French Alps were absolutely amazing on a ski trip. And then we did 2 days in Paris on the back end. But when we were in Paris, Tracy, that was just when the public transportation strike was going on and sanitation strike. So there was garbage galore. But you know what? It didn't interfere in the tour, and it was like another day in Manhattan. And I can say that because I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah, you can say it, but if I said it, you know how that goes.
I'm a New Yorker, I can say it.
Oh, so is Matt.
Yeah, so am I. We're in New York.
And welcome, Matt. Yeah.
Hi, guys. Where in New York are you from?
Upstate Catskills, but all
my... I went to school in Oswego. I grew up on Long Island.
All right. I had many, many weekends in Oswego, Matt, but we're not going to talk about that.
The problem was... For those of you who haven't experienced Oswego weather, in the middle of winter, snow is up to your knees.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about 20 degrees outside, and there's 30 mile an hour of winds hitting you.
Oh, geez. Well, you know what? I always say that New York is the FM station, and Florida is the AM station. I find there's a lot of New Yorkers that come down here for baseball, the weather, and vice versa. So I feel like New York's the FM, and we're the AM.
Well, however you want to label it.
That's how it is today. Mm-hmm. Well, before we welcome back. Thank you for coming back. I didn't know if you were taking off forever. But before we begin here with our topic, and here at Tan Talk Radio, please jot this number down right now. We want to hear from you. Our number here is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Please chime in anytime. That's what this show's all about. But before we really begin, I would like to play this song by Silk City. And Matt, is it Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa is how you pronounce her name.
Thank you, because I have this song on my phone, and I love it. It's called Electricity, and it's a segue into today's hot topic. Take it away.
Falling into you, baby, even electricity. Can't compare to what I feel when I'm with you. Oh, baby, giving up my ghost for you. Now I'm see-through. You give me a feeling so strong. I'll
Was a good song. And remember, this show is also about song therapy. And in songs, there's so much that you can get out of them. So I feel like that kind of is a segue into what we're going to be talking about. So Peggy and Trish, over the past few shows, we have been talking about love. I've been wanting to know what love is. It's a great question. We think we know it, but being on the show, we have discovered that there are four types of love, which is, and we've been talking about them, philia, storge, mm-hmm. is that correct?
That's correct.
And agape. And philia is love of friends, storge is love of parents or children, and agape is love for humanity and mankind. So today, we're going to talk about Eros love, and that's why I love that song, Electricity. I think it all starts from there. Sometimes mm-hmm. it starts with philia. And I have a friend of mine, Kim, her husband met, and they started in the philia stage. They were friends, and then they led into the romantic stage. But I think most people, what do you think, start with a little bit of a spark, do you think? A little bit of...
Oh, definitely. I think it starts out that way, yeah. and then takes a while.
And then it takes a while.
And then it, yeah.
That's right. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Peggy, what is Eros love?
What is Eros love? Well, the definition of Eros love is it's sexual, it's passionate. Matt, hang on, we're going to be a little racy today,
Matt,
so stay
here.
With
this,
us.
By the way, this is PG-30.
It's
PG-30.
Don't worry, I've only that age range. I'm 34 myself, so we're good.
Okay, you're allowed to listen.
Anyway, to continue the definition, it's, you know, it's passionate, it's sexual, it's physical. Hmm. It makes us feel good, and who doesn't want to feel good, you right. know? But what I'd like to do, Tracy, if it's okay, is tell you a little bit about the origins of Eros love, where the term came from. What? Now, it's Greek mythology, so we're not going to say this is necessarily fact, but, mm-hmm. right. you know, think about it and do what you want with it. But evidently, Eros was a Greek god, and his mother, check this out, Tracy, was Aphrodite, who was considered the goddess of love and fertility.
Oh, wow.
And his father, Eris, was considered the god of war. Hmm. So they have this son, Eros, can you imagine those genes biologically? Yeah. You know, Eros was probably some type of, I don't know, aggressive player or womanizer, you know, when we have fertility, love, and war yeah. together. But anyway, it's basically, as I said before, that's the origins, Greek mythology, and it's that kind of feeling and stimulation we get when we get turned on, when we are stimulated by someone that we think we can fall in love with.
Well, and I think another term, I read a little bit, and correct me if I'm wrong, but lust would be another term for this type.
Lust is all part of it.
Yeah, lust is a part. So when we're talking about this love, but it is important going into a relationship. So we'll get into all that. So is this type of love healthy?
Well, very good question, because what happens is these beginning stages of lust, as you say, and I'm going to use the term Eros and romantic. I'm going to call them, they're one and the same for right. purposes of this show. Right. But what happens is this type of love just is lacking commitment. you know, and you can't have, and anyone in the audience can correct me if I'm wrong, you can't have a long-term deep relationship without a commitment. Mm-hmm. You agree with that, ladies? Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
So to answer your question, it's not that it's unhealthy. It's just not going to be productive for a long-term relationship. There's other factors that need to go into this to make a deeper connection with somebody.
Right.
You know?
I think it's something to be real careful with and delicate.
Yeah.
But so how can relationships survive by only having Eros love?
Well, as I said earlier, if you only have that level of stimulation, the chances or the prognosis for survival is very slim. Statistics tell us, you know how I love statistics, right?
Yeah.
Love them. Statistics tell us that if you're lacking the commitment and you're just in this beginning romantic / Eros stage, that the term of any kind of relationship is going to be between 6 months and 2 years. So to answer your question about how it can develop into a long-term relationship with a deeper commitment, well, that's going to take work. And there are certain stages attached to that that maybe we can talk about later if our listeners or you girls are interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Matt, do we have a caller?
Ironically enough, we do. We have Susie from Tampa on the line. Susie, can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Susie. I'm wondering, we have Peggy here talking about Eros love, and I wanted to know, do you have any thoughts or opinions? Or?
Well, I have a question about, like, how do you know if your relationship is mature love? Like, if the other person doesn't talk a lot or share emotions, how do you know?
Okay, so Peggy, so what she's saying is, can you talk about Eros love and versus mature love?
Well, Susie, right? Okay. So to answer that question, you know, you're doing a big jump from romantic or Eros love to mature love. So it's a big jump. In there are certain stages that if you and your partner want to put the energy in, you can get there. If you have a partner who, as you said earlier, does not communicate well, that's going to be a bit more of a challenge for you. But there are still, you know, very positive, productive ways and successful ways that you can make it to that mature level. And if you personally are experiencing that, I could probably tell you couple therapy would be what I would recommend, especially if he or she has a difficult time with the communication aspect, because she can't read minds. Well, I can't read minds. Maybe you can. Can you read minds, Susie?
No.
Not yet, right?
I wish I could.
I don't know. I think women are a little canned sometimes.
We're intuitive.
We're very intuitive.
Intuitive would be good.
I just feel like, you know, talking about this subject, you definitely have to have an emotional connection. And if you don't get to that level, you can't go to the next level. Am I saying that correctly?
Well,
you got to tap into the emotional part of
it. Yeah, and Tracy, that's what I mean when I say there's, you know, three stages that that move you, either on a conscious or an unconscious level, that can move you into mature love. And we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But you can't do it alone, okay? You can't do it alone.
Trish, you've been married for a long time.
32 years.
What's your secret?
And 8 years of dating before that.
Right.
I think part of it, never grow up.
Yeah.
Remember the early stages and how you acted when you were young.
Matt's in there like, yeah.
I'll be the first to admit this. I'm 34. I still haven't grown up yet. Growing old is mandatory. Growing up is optional.
I agree.
Say there's an emotional age.
Yep.
So what's your secret?
Yeah, so you just have to have fun every day, be spontaneous, walk in the rain.
Right.
You know, don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
And have respect for one another, go on date nights.
All the above.
Yep. But communication too is a big one.
Can I just say too, with what you're saying is, I think it's really important that when you start off as a couple, that you keep that separate. You know, you blend into a family, you go into filial love, but you got to have romantic dinners and
date
keep
night.
That alive.
Mm-hmm.
But what Peggy's telling us is it only lasts for 2.5, like 6 months to 2 years.
Well, providing, the Eros.
Providing there's no commitment or no work or energy put into the relationship.
Right.
Sure.
So for me, I feel like when people are starting to get stale in a relationship and you know there's that strong attraction, you know, not to be too motherly or not to be too fatherly to your spouse, but also maybe pick a really cool date night somewhere different every month. Like, you know, like Trish, you could pick one for your husband one right. month, and then he picks something, do something spontaneous, because I think redundancy takes out the spark and the Eros.
And you have to compromise, because maybe I want to go to a concert and he doesn't particularly like that group, but he'll go because he knows I want to go.
Yeah.
Or I'll go with him to a sporting event that maybe might not be my first choice, but it means a lot to him.
But you have to do that, because then it becomes, okay, let's go to Home Depot tonight. It's Friday night. You're getting Chick-fil-A and you're going to Home Depot, and then, you know, then you get a little bored.
You fall into a rut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you can make that fun too, right?
Do we still have Susie on the line? Because we can't forget about Susie.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Unfortunately, no, she hung up. She hung up like a minute ago.
Oh, you see, we forgot about Susie.
Susie, I'm so sorry. Short-term memory, but then you're supposed to help me out over here.
All right. I'll focus a little bit more.
Susie, okay. Please call back, because we just started going off on tangents. This is what we do at lunch, right?
That's what we do.
So, Peggy, how can this type of love stay mm-hmm. strong and, mm-hmm. and develop into
a mature,
lasting relationship?
You know, I'm going to talk about three stages,
okay,
if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah.
And the first stage, you know, of developing a romantic to a mature, you're going to go through the honeymoon stage. And basically that's Eros. It's physical. It's sexual. It's, you know, who doesn't want to feel that way? And let me tell you what's going on in our bodies and our brains. We got like a cocktail of hormones going on. We have dopamine, mm-hmm. okay? And again, I don't profess to be a scientist or a doctor, but these are facts.
Okay.
This is brain chemistry. Mm-hmm. These are neurotransmitters that we experience when we are in that stage of passion or Eros love.
Mm-hmm.
So we have dopamine going on. Dopamine is, you know, a chemical, a hormone that's released and gives us feelings of pleasure. Okay, who doesn't want pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
Serotonin, right, regulates our emotions, right? And most of the time, our emotions can get very, very carried away in this stage of pleasure.
Right.
And then we've got, and I never can say this correctly, but it's norepinephrine, okay, which is adrenaline. So you got those three things going on that I call it a cocktail of hormones in. Whoa, we want more. Again, perhaps the beginning of maybe some addiction in there, some love addiction, sex addiction, but we're not here to talk about that.
Well, that's another show.
That's another show.
For sure.
So as we move through, right, that level of stimulation, that first stage, we go into the second stage, and this is a little bit more difficult, Tracy, and this is where most couples tend to break up, because I call it the individuation stage, where they're starting to look at their faults. You know, when we're in that initial stage of stimulation, or in the first stage of Eros, if you will, we overlook things. We overlook the reality of conflict, of our differences of opinions, our idiosyncratic behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
We start to look at them now. Not that the romance or the Eros part of love is decreasing, but it's not the focus anymore. We start to get real, right?
Right.
And this is what a lot of couples, they got to hang in there. And if they don't hang in there, they're not going to reach the third stage. And that third stage is a deeper commitment, where you develop that level of trust. You develop almost like a friendship slash... again, the only word I can come up with is a trust level with each other,
mm-hmm.
where there is a deeper commitment. And that's what it takes for long-term relationships. Now, don't get me wrong, we don't want the Eros part of that to go away. We want some of that stimulation, romance, passion, and desire to continue, but it doesn't have to be on the top of the list. It doesn't have to be primary. You follow me?
Yeah, absolutely. But this is how I kind of, I don't know, Trish, you got to be on my, I don't know how you feel about this, but I kind of feel like that's why you got to get to know somebody first before you dive in. Because to go super strong in a very strong, in a romantic, you meet someone and you just go so fast. Then you get to know them. I feel like you just pace it. You can have that strong attraction, but pace it. Because if you move fast on love, they say, is there statistics on lust of how that lasts if you move in fast? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I can just tell you, if lust, and we've talked about lust being, you know, associated with passion and Eros, that, again, we're looking at 6 months to 2 years, and then that you have kind of fades. That's what the statistics tell us.
So that's what I'm saying. So if it's lust, you really need to kind of move slow if you want something to work out.
Yeah.
And get to know somebody, because then you tap into each person's emotional
It's very powerful.
Yeah. It is. It's
hormones.
An equation.
Yeah.
Well, but you see that, and we'll have another show.
Uh-huh.
Because I think when hormones change, can you really blame someone if they're not in love with you anymore?
Oh, no, boy, that is another show.
I mean, can someone answer that? Because then I'm wondering, we never have this answer.
Yeah.
And is it because, and I do kind of personally believe in pheromones. I do. Because I don't know why one person is attracted to another. And this is what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, we talked about that. Remember how pheromones do play a big part in attraction?
They do. And I do believe that. But when it changes... Mm-hmm. In a relationship, and that could be another show. How do you handle that? Because I think we change. So how do you hold on to a marriage? Because then there's more of a commitment emotionally.
Right. Yeah. I hear you.
So anyway, so I know that we're going to... Can you just... So today, that kind of closed our... topic on the four love languages, which are beautiful.
Right.
But we're going to talk our four types of love. Mm-hmm. But we're going to... In the next couple of shows, talk about the five love languages.
Oh, I love that. I love love languages.
This is going to be like a 2-month deal, okay? Because I'm trying to really research love, and it's something I wish I would have done it in college. I wish I would have done it. So, Peggy, what are the five love languages?
I love this. I love to talk about this because it's important for us to know individually what our love language is as well as what our partner's is. And that way it can, you know, only increase getting to the mature love. So, you want me to go through?
Why don't you define them? Just tell us the five, like what they are, or brief them, and then we'll do each show.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just kind of
brief.
I want to like.
Let me just think about that for a minute, because all right, that's coming back to me.
So okay. If I tell you I love your shirt, is that a love language?
You know what that is?
She's got the love shirt on.
I tell you what that is,
Matt,
Chris.
You see that? The love shirt.
You know what? She must know this because that's the first love language.
Oh,
and that's words
of
affirmation.
Smart.
Yeah.
So we have words of affirmation, as Trish just said, that she loved my shirt. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Then we have, you know, gifts. Some acts of service are people like to give gifts, right? Little gifts, flowers, cards, whatever. And then, as I said earlier, well, this is mine. Mine is acts of service. Because I can do stuff for people, whereas, you know, the emotional, physical, touchy part may be lacking with me personally.
Yeah.
I'll work on that. But that my love language is acts of service. And then we move on to quality time. Just being present, you know, just being present with no distractions.
Yeah.
That's a great love language. And then, of course, physical touch, which, you know, I've got to work on myself.
Yeah,
I don't know about you.
Well, you know what? Every topic here, like we all know what love is. We know the basics of love. But even for me, I can speak for myself that learning like the four types of love, I'm applying it to my life.
Right.
I'm learning with our listeners because I feel like I want to have a better quality in different ways. And these are reminders of what to live a good, happy life and to be reminded what it takes. So before, I've got a message. Someone wants to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us real quick about the statistics that you...
I love statistics, and you know that. So I just want to talk a little bit about... let me ask you this. When a couple cannot reach, you know, the stage of a mature love and there's some degree of conflict and they separate or they divorce,
right.
who do you think, men or women, initiate that divorce? What would you think about that?
Well, I feel like, I'm going to let you answer first because I recently read something and I want to see if it was right. What do you think?
I would have to say women, because I think men tend to hang on a little bit longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I read, so I don't want to cheat on this quiz, but I think I read that 70% of women initiate it.
Well,
is that
you
true?
Are correct.
Am I? So I actually read something
of women,
and read something.
But wait, something else. In addition to 70% of women, and this is in the U.S., based on the U.S. Census Bureau.
It's interesting.
College-educated women are even higher than that, so... What do you think about that? What do you think that's about?
Well, what I think that is about, after reading about love, which I wish I wouldn't have, because I'd rather it be spontaneous. But what I think that is, I think it comes down to both men and women are working now, and there's a sense of entitlement.
Okay, good point.
That's my answer to that, entitlement, because I think in old school, like when my mother, you know, it's just a different day. And I've read where 40% of women are, you know, it's entitlement. That's what I think.
Right. And let me throw in another statistic.
Wait, what's my score right now?
Well, you got an A.
I got an A right now. You got an A.
It's pending.
Matt, take notes.
It's pending. But so I bet you didn't know this. That there's a very high rate of divorce between ages 55 and 64. We refer to that in our field as the gray divorce. Why do you think that is?
That's interesting.
Yeah, okay. Why do you think
I'm going to let you go with that one.
Well, I was going to ask you, when you were talking about the hormones playing that role, if that happens later in life as well, because as our hormones kind of start to dissipate
and change. Combinations.
So that would kind of be my answer.
As I said, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but the older we get, we can tend to, our hormones can tend to, I don't want to say we lose them, but they're minimized to some degree.
Right.
So you are correct, but going into that stage also, there's still, you know, in many gray divorces, they've already exhausted the eros and the passion, and they've had a number of conflicts. Affairs is a big result of gray divorces, infidelity, as well as lack of intimacy.
But I also think, as in a relationship, you know, change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. We all change. So you either change together, and or you start really getting more confident with yourself, and you know what you want in your relationship.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like that could be part of it too.
Right.
We're gonna visit this again. This is not over, but Peggy, there's a really popular white snake that wants to ask a question to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Matt. Is it love
that I'm feeling?
Is it the love
that I've been searching? You know what? I'm going to stop. I'll actually let White Snake handle it.
No American Idol for us.
Right. See, this is why we work in radio.
That's right. That's why I don't sing.
This is our chance, though, for American Idol.
Not me.
Thank you.
So is it love for him?
You know what? You know what, Matt? I wanted her to play Love in an Elevator.
No, I wanted to play Aerosmith.
She wouldn't let me do it.
I said, let's play Love. You go, well, I don't know. I said, we got to keep this very clean.
Right. Well, I said to you guys before the show, if you wanted to play a good love song, we should have gone, I'll Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that by Meatloaf.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's going to be another show. Okay. And Aerosmith will have him on another show.
Thank you.
And by the way, real quick, this video is amazing, by the way. It's a very nice video if you've never watched it.
Okay,
so on the line, do we have Michelle, Matt? Michelle, welcome to our show. And you are here with Suncoast Kids Place. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here today.
Thank you for being here. And every show on the Shrink and Wrap show, we would like to give airtime to nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I've made that commitment. It's our way of giving back. And if you're a nonprofit and you want some airtime, please give us a call here because I think it's so needed and I'm all about those places. So anyway, Michelle, you have been a volunteer at Suncoast Kids Place for 15 years. So before I begin, tell us a little bit, what does Suncoast Kids Place do?
And thank you for having me today, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Suncoast Kids Place, what we do is we provide peer support grief groups. They're for children, teens, and families who have experienced the death of a parent, caregiver, sibling, aunt, uncle, grandparent, friend, or really just any death of a significant person in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you have grief groups?
We actually do our grief group with our families, teens, and children. We meet twice a month, and that's based on the children's age and the group that they're placed in. Also, our grief groups are free and no charge to any families because we're actually an outreach ministry of Bay Hope Church.
Okay, and that's so nice. I think there's so much going on, and it's so nice. I wanted to talk about this. It doesn't really tie into this show, but I wanted her to come on because I think there's so many kids that are lost, and we definitely need to recognize these.
Well, Tracy, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm glad you say it doesn't. This segment here with Michelle doesn't tie into our show on Eros, Suncoast Children, and Passionate Sex. So let's get the audience understand that.
I know.
Two different topics.
No, it is definitely two. But this is so, like, it's definitely, I wanted to bring her on because when I see what's going on in the world, and it is definitely two different topics, but when I see what's going on in the world and I see a need for kids to have support in some ways, I wanted Michelle to come on and talk about this organization. So how are the grief groups organized or put together, Michelle, over there?
One of the ways that we do that is we put them together by age group. So we offer groups for as young as 3 to 5 years, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade, and middle school and high school groups. And we actually also provide the caregivers of the children and teens peer group as well.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's, again, I think it's such a necessary thing. And I'm going to have you back on. People that are listening and they have a child that's going through crisis or, you know, how can they get in touch with you? Because some people are always looking, or it could be divorce or it could be anything. Is that correct? Like, it doesn't, I mean, there's different topics from whatever kids could be going through. You offer different subjects, right, for counseling?
We primarily focus on grief, but a lot of the families that we work with ultimately have had other loss in their families, and we definitely consider divorce to be one of those. But they can contact us. Oh, I apologize for interrupting you.
Oh, no.
They can contact us at info@suncoastkidsplace.org or call 813-990-0216.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time, Michelle? Because some people, please go get your pen and take this number. If you have a friend where their child's going through some sort of, you want to reach out and you want to help them, this is a way to help them, to give them the phone number. It's a start. So repeat that one more time, Michelle.
Yeah, the phone number is 813-990-0216. Or they can email us at info at suncoastkidsplace.org.
Okay, and Michelle, I'm going to have you all back, and we'll talk about if there's any fundraisers that are going on, and thank you for helping, lifting people's spirits, and thank you for coming on today, and we'll be definitely be in touch. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Thank you. So, yeah, it's just, you know, I think it's important to have those places around.
Absolutely.
And I decided on this show, every show, I want a nonprofit on here.
You got it.
So
right.
So that's
right.
What we're doing. So, Matt, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm loving it so far.
Do you?
This is fantastic.
Matt's our producer.
I love it. Matt is our producer. We got, I love it. I love it. And Bobby was lovely.
Oh, we miss Bobby too.
And we're
going
to miss Bobby, so maybe Bobby can come back in with you as well sometime. Both of y'all.
Hey, that's more than fine with me. I'm holding his chair down until he decides he wants it back.
Yeah. Well, I think Bobby ran from us, actually.
I think
he was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. So, okay, is Sherry on the line by chance?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to speak for her just in case. But Sherry is, you guys know Sherry.
Absolutely.
She is president and owner of JoeyJamesTheLabel.com. And it's all these beautiful purses. She's named every person a purse after someone in her life. And she was going to talk about the Gabrielle today and the Brooke Thomas bag. And those are great purses. You can go on her website, JoeyJamesTheLabel.com. JoeyJamesTheLabel.com and look at the Brooke Thomas bag and the Gabrielle. These are, okay, the Gabriella bag is a bag that has fringe. So if you're going out on a hot date with your husband, Trish, guys are going, or you're going to a hotel room or whatever, the fringe bag is Sherry here. Is she here?
Yes, she is.
Girl, hi. My goodness. Hello.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
It's a party at the Shrink and Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio. You're missing
it. I love it.
I love it, too.
I'm coming
there. I know. You're going to come. When you fly into Tampa, you'll be here with us, with Trish and Peggy and the gang. So thank you for coming on, girl. We've got Radio Clock going on here. I started to introduce. So we've been talking about Eros love, romantic love. We love it. That's the best part. I think that's what makes the world go around. Love makes the world go around. So
all you need is love.
All you need is love. Bye. So, but when you're going on your date or to dinner or
you want
to
look good.
And you want to look good. Tell us the two bags that we would like to take from your Joey James Label store.
If you're going on a date, I would take the Mini Gabriella for sure because it's just so cute and kind of sassy and
it's got the
fun.
Fringe on it, right? Is it like fringy?
It's got the fringe and it's a small bag. It's perfect for a date.
And it makes a statement. I mean, you don't want to take your briefcase to a bag that kind of like, you know what I mean?
No, you want kind of a small bag. You know, just
essential. You want to be cute, just enough for your lipstick, right? And what else would you put in there?
Your phone, but maybe not.
No, leave your phone at home. Yeah. Leave your phone a date. That's part of the problem. Peggy, you got something to say?
Well, you know, Sherry, you know that I've traveled with that Norma bag. I just wanted to tell you that it's great for cage dancing, number one. I also...
Tell us about that. On my bucket list.
You don't want to know.
I also had that Norma bag with me in France.
Don't forget, we are on air. Don't forget.
I know. And I also had that bag with me, the Norma bag, when I was in Banff last week. So I just wanted to fill you in on that. All right. Sorry, Trace.
No, you're good. I love it.
Norma is a traveler.
And you have your bag, too.
I have my bag, and it's gone on some dates with me, actually.
That's right. Well, and Sherry, what about if you're going for a weekend? Tell me what bag would you take for a weekend?
Definitely the Brooke Thomas bag is a weekend bag. It's got everything, every pocket that you could possibly need to fit anything in there for the whole weekend.
Right. Right. And that's called the Brooke Thomas bag, correct?
The Brooke Thomas bag, yes.
All right, girl. Well, you know what, Sherry? How do you feel about doing a giveaway today?
Let's do it. I love it.
Matt, are you ready for a caller?
Absolutely.
Because right now, the very first caller that calls us at Tan Talk Radio on the Shrink and Wrap Show is going to win a bag from Joey James, the label. So call right now, 727 441-3000. Go get your pen. I'm waiting for you. If you're driving, pull over. 727-441-3000. Give us a call. First caller is the code word. I'm going to tell you the code word. Can you guys guess what the code word might be today?
I would say Joey James bags.
No.
Love.
Well, yeah, Joey James.
Love Joey James bags. How
and
about all
slash
of it?
What? And slash what?
I can't.
Oh, come on.
Eros?
Eros. Oh, there you go.
Slash Eros.
There we go. All right. So if you call in and you just say Joey James and Eros, you've got this bag.
Got it.
Again, number 727-441-3000. Sherry, thank you so much. We will be calling
you
on our ride home.
Bye-bye, Sherry.
You.
Bye, Sherry.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Okay, so now we are going to welcome Trish, who is our entertainment host today. Our Renee is sick, and Trish is our fill-in and will be helping us through the show. So thank you for being here today.
I'm wearing multiple hats today.
Okay, you are. And we have a radio clock, so I'm going to give you a couple minutes to tell us what's going on around Tampa Bay.
Okay, well, the first thing I wanted to talk about was Busch Gardens is having their food and wine festival through May 21st.
Nice.
And they have... We're talking about song therapy. They have a nice concert lineup there on the weekends.
Yeah.
They have 38 special coming.
Ooh, I love 38.
This Sunday.
On, sleep.
Or this right. Saturday. Right. The 15th. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What, this Saturday?
This Saturday
okay,
at 7
Swift,
o'clock.
They're competing with Taylor Swift a little bit. Mm.
Well, I'm an 80s yeah. girl. No, I'm going to 38 special. yeah. And
but
then they have some other good artists coming. Air Supply, that's another 80s band.
I'm all out of love.
That's a blast from the past. Air Supply.
Gabby Barrett. It's coming. She was an American Idol.
Oh, wonderful.
Finalist, winner, I'm not sure.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, April 22nd, we have Starkey Market's 4th annual spring market in Odessa.
Okay.
And they have over 60 hand-selected vendors. They have food trucks, live music, face painting for the kids, lawn games, and more. So that's a nice, fun activity.
That sounds like fun.
April 7th through 23rd. Pier 60 Sugar Sand Festival on Clearwater Beach.
I've always wanted to go to that.
I love that.
Have you been to that?
I have, but I haven't actually walked through it. I went for fireworks last year, and there's a reason why I tried to get your attention. We actually have a winner.
We do.
Yeah.
Hold the phone.
Sure, she's
Who
on hold now.
Who won?
Her name is Jeannie. You want to talk to her?
Jeannie, yes.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Jeannie, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You're on Jeannie, the air with the girls right now.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Show. Okay, what's the code word?
Love.
Yeah, that's it.
She's
you won.
It.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations for winning, and I hope that you go on a journey with the Joey James purse and start your journey today with love and just enjoy it. And Matt's going to get your address, and I will have that shipped out to you tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day. We look forward to hearing you on the show again in our future.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, thank you. That was wonderful. I love giving stuff
away. I know.
Away.
Freebie
love
for
it.
Her.
Love
lucky,
it.
Lucky for her, too.
Yeah. Well, if not, I told Trish you guys end up with it. But, you know, I'm just glad.
We forgot to block the calls.
Yes. Good no, point.
But you know what's amazing to me? Matt is from New York, and he's gone to the Sugar Festival. And I've never been, and I'm a native from Tampa.
Really?
How does that work out?
Well, suppose now, have you been to Clearwater Beach lately?
Well, yeah.
All right, so for anybody who hasn't, there's a huge section of the beach that is completely blocked off with like tents and food trucks and whatnot. It's a giant sandcastle festival.
Oh,
and it's going on. It started last weekend. It started on the 7th. It's going through, I believe, the 21st.
Okay.
And it's
23rd. Sand 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Just got it down. Yeah.
So it's sandcastle, sand sculptures, live bands every night, fireworks every Saturday, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun from what I've seen.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to hit it this year. I'm going to go.
This Saturday, they're having a free concert with the Soul Circus Cowboys, who actually are from the area.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So we need to go support them.
The lead singer actually went to Brandon High, where I went.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a little younger than
me. That's interesting to know. I like that. That's good. So we'll have to go over there.
And that's at the Hyatt Sandbar, which opens at 12, and then fireworks are at 9:30, like Matt said.
So nice. There's so much to do. You know, know, get out, live your life. That's what life's about. Don't get stuck in these negative topics and just live your life. Today's a gift, and that's what this show's about. We're here to lift your spirits. So, first of all, I'd like to thank Peggy and Trish for being here today. Matt, welcome to whatever we are over here.
We're basically a series of talking heads. That's what we are.
All right.
Wait, that's funny. Well, and thank you to all you listeners out there today. And please join us again on the Shrink and Wrap show here at Tan Talk Radio. Our next show will be April 27th. That's April 27th from 3 to 5. So to conclude today's show, we leave you by saying, we can only learn to love by loving. Again, we can only learn to love by loving. And I'm going to leave you with this beautiful song that I think is appropriate for Eros. It's called Beneath Your Beautiful. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you back here at Tan Talk Radio on the Shrink and Wrap Show in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let take it off now, girl. 'Cause I wanna see inside.